102.5. Hello, and welcome to the Full Totness Breakfast Show. This is me, Julie Mullen, and I'll be with you from 8 in the morning. That's right now. Yes, it's true. Till 9. What a rude awakening. Oh, I like that kind of abruptness. I think it's time that we showed you a little bit of our Moby. Come on, Moby. Tell them. Look at us, we're beautiful. That's beautiful from Moby. Thank you, Moby. What a great kickoff. That and Vince Iden's Sting for the 102.5 FM Sound Art Radio. You've tuned in, Totness. Thank you. Oh, my God. And anyone listening in Dartington, and, well, you may have gone online as well. Hello. This morning, we are very lucky. Lucky, lucky, lucky knickers. We have got the girls. Well, am I allowed to say that? Probably not. The women. The women are coming. So we have got the Thelma and Louise of Totness, which all of you will realise that has to be Tracy Gillies and Sarah Trigg. And then we have got the cinema representation in the form of Goddess Jane Hughes. So what are we like? We're just on all guns blazing. And yeah, it is a bit of a rude awakening getting up at 7:15. The clock went off at 6:45 and I was like, no, please make it not the truth. And it was the truth. And then what I do is I pretend I've got 12 more minutes, not to live, obviously, but to sleep. But I never go back to sleep. So less of me gaggle, and let's have a little bit of a theme tune, I think. The Moulin Rouge, come what may.
Never knew I could feel like this, like I've never seen the sky before. Want to vanish inside your kiss.
Are you getting goosebumps? A little bit, maybe? That was Nicole Kidman and Ewan McGregor from the movie Moulin Rouge and the song title Come What May. Maybe it's a bit early for romance, but we've had Moby on Beautiful and Come What May, Moulin Rouge, and now it's time to get the weather. We've got to come down to real stuff now. Let's get Martin Seeger, who's out there in the environment. Martin, are you
good
okay?
Morning.
Have the Trojans attacked you with brooms in Totnes, or are you okay?
I've survived so far. I've been all the busy parents taking their kids to school and all the busy the busy vehicles. It does seem busy this morning.
Busy.
I haven't seen any jams yet, though I noticed there's a couple of roadworks around the place. So, you know, watch out. I think it starts at the bridge up towards New Snabbers, and I think there's some more roadworks down on the 381, sort of one of the junctions, I think, with Dunbarrett Hill. But yeah, so watch out for those. But I think nothing too major to report on traffic. But in terms of weather...
Looks good out there.
It does. Are we going to have the jingle, or shall I just sort of...
Oh, I normally sing it, don't I? I've forgotten that. What's the weather? What's the weather? Whether we should stay at home in our nightgowns or what? That's... Well, right. They all know I'm out of tune every morning, so it doesn't matter.
I thought that was beautiful. it's probably being out on the streets. It's just lovely to hear. A bit of home when you're being alienated. Oh. Anyway, no, it's an absolutely lovely day today. There was apparently a bit of mist and fog to start with, so that's certainly cleared over Totnes. And it's going to be another dry day. Mixture of cloud, occasional bright or sunny spells. Oh, come on. Hero the dog is being very stubborn this morning.
Okay.
Mixture of cloud, occasional bright and sunny spells. I don't know, I don't see much cloud either. So winds remaining light and feeling quite mild, maximum temperature 17 degrees. But yes, no, it looks a very nice day today.
Fantastic.
We're okay with that.
So Totnes. Sorry, go on.
I've done the traffic before the traffic jingle, haven't I? I've been the one who got it wrong. This morning.
That's right. No, the traffic. Yes, that's okay. fast cars and Di Levy. We'll definitely do some more traffic later on, so we can flag up that jingle. Thank you so much, Martin, for being out on the streets of Totnes with Hero the dog.
Who's now being a bit more acquiescent. He's actually walking along like I was asking him to. But we'll see what happens later.
Okay. Well, we'll see you soon. For the what's on bit.
Yeah, later on.
Okay.
Great.
Thanks.
Okay.
Thanks, Martin.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
That's me pretending I don't know him. But of course, he lives here. He's my husband. Okay, so yeah, we've had a bit of magic. The Moulin Rouge. That really got me in the mood for the cinema chat this morning. So if you've just tuned in, this is 102.5 FM Sound Art Radio, and at 8:20 we have the Thelma and Louise of the Barrel House and the Goddess of the Totnes Cinema chatting about Totnes XX, which we have been flagging up last week, and indeed yesterday we had Margie Barker from the Gatehouse telling us all about the upcoming art exhibition of Fiona Green in situ there, starting from Thursday. But we'll have more info about that at 8:20. So let's have a bit of superstition, shall we? Yeah.
Get money, dummies. Yeah. Yeah. Mr. Dot SR, nigga. Yeah. Yeah. Hey. Eminem back with him, looks suspicious to me. Couldn't find you another bar cause your dick too small. Tried to get him beat to say you fuck Britney Spears. Dre had us all fooled. You been a cracker for years. But you was a good...
Oh, something went horribly wrong then. I don't know what it was. I shouldn't be in charge. I'll have to have a bit of Doris Day now. Come on, Doris. Can you sort things out? Oh, thank God she's here. Here she comes.
Set my heart at ease. gonna make a sentimental journey to renew old memories. Got my bag, got my reservation. Spend each dime I could afford, like a child in wild anticipation. I long to hear that all aboard. 7, that's the time we leave at 7. That takes me back. Never thought my heart could be so yearning. Why did I decide to roam? I gotta take this sentimental journey, sentimental journey home. This sentimental journey, sentimental journey home, sentimental journey home, sentimental journey home.
A bit of Doris Day. That calmed the situation, didn't it? She actually sounded a bit like Marilyn Monroe, actually. How on earth... Oh, that's very kind of you. Thank you. Well, thank you so much. She calmed the situation, didn't she?
This is a George Rhodes arrangement coming up next.
Oh, I say. Thank you, folks, for being... We like to overpin some of the songs just to keep everyone on toes, really. So, yes, we had a little bit of a strange experience. It was almost like somebody out on the streets was sending their voice over the airwaves. I wonder who that was. But, yes, how can you possibly go from Moby to Doris Day? Now, you're probably wondering that. And the answer is, I actually don't know. But right now we've got Back to Black with Amy, just before the girls come on.
Same old, same bed. Me and my
it's time, isn't it? We've got to get them on the line. Now, we had a little bit of a rehearsal, in as much as we all contacted each other this morning at that ungodly hour that is 7:45. And everyone talked of coffee and basically just getting ready for this gig, which is here and now. In fact, I'm a minute late. So let's get... That was Amy Whitehouse and Back to Black. If you just tuned in, this is 102.5 FM Sound Art Radio, the full Totnes Breakfast Show. Let's get them on.
Hello.
Hello. I know that's Sarah's voice. Hello.
Hello. Morning.
Morning. Ah, I think the
good
others.
Morning.
Oh, good morning. Morning, Tracy. Good morning, Jane. Oh, we've got you all here. Fantastic. Well, welcome to the Full Totnes Breakfast Show on 102.5 FM. This is, as Tracy described it, a little bit of voodoo on WhatsApp. Getting all... So, first of all, let's just check in with coffee. How are the coffee levels, girls? Are we good?
Yeah, good.
Yeah, we're all good.
My second cup of tea. It's not quite hitting the spot yet, but I'm waking up.
Yeah, slow. It's...
I had Hubby bought me a cup of tea in bed this morning, but I've just made myself a double espresso just to zoom me into the journey.
Well, welcome on the programme, and thank you so much for being involved in the Totnes XX. Oh my giddy auntie, it is almost upon us.
It is.
Tracy, can I bring you in? Tell me a little bit about the preparations. Where can people find the flyers and all that stuff?
Oh, they've been plastered all about town, actually. You can drop into the Totnes Brew Co. We've got loads of them in there in the bar area. You'll see posters up all around town. I think they're at the post office. Visit Totnes, the tourist information underneath the Civic.
Oh,
there'll
God.
Be loads in there. So, they should be plastered all around town for you to be able to pick up. Or you can go online and see the full programme. Because it's not just this weekend. There's arts events been happening all through the week at various, I believe at the Mansion House, and there's been other arts exhibitions.
Okay. And Jane from the Totnes Cinema, hello.
Hello.
Hello. And tell us about your involvement in the Totnes XX.
Yes. So we have got some flyers. Lee dropped a few more flyers in. So we've got some on our box office desk and inside, but they keep disappearing. So people are obviously coming in and grabbing them, which is good. So we're kind of theming our weekend around sort of the Totnes XX. So we've got two brilliant films. A lovely film called Sweetheart, which is on Friday night, which is about a young girl who's gay, and she's just rediscovering her sexuality, and she goes off on a holiday with her family to a caravan park. So it's just a really sweet new British film. And then we've got Respect, which is the Aretha Franklin movie, which is fantastic. I've been listening to the trailer, but that is actually sold out on Saturday night now.
Oh, wow.
Good.
Brilliant.
Yeah, which is great. But we've got, along with that, we've got Glorious Chorus. So there's a gospel choir, and then we've got a DJ on the Saturday night, and then we've got live music sort of speckled through the weekend. So our two films are sort of, about women in different ways, but also we've got a load of music. And then Sunday, we have the Word Cafe with Julie Mullen. and we've got a lovely film that has been produced by by you guys. So so the afternoon. So we've got music in the morning. Then we've got Julie. You're coming in the afternoon, aren't you?
3 o'clock. Yeah.
A little film, and then we've got another live music around 7:30 with Bops Over Narnia, which I think everybody knows as well, Sue and Eddie. And then we've got Aretha Franklin singing in the evening again. So, yeah, we're kind of theming it as much as we can.
It sounds brilliant.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah, well, it's already kind of, I think everyone's getting really excited about it. Sarah, can I bring you in? First of all, thank you so much for supplying the golden goose, the loot.
I know.
Thank you for getting involved in bringing Arts Council funding to Totnes XX. You are completely brilliant. You know that, don't you?
Oh, no. You know, I just think it was a fluke. I think maybe the West Country haven't had its fair share of funding. And when I did the application, I
just applied to cover as many activities as I could think of at the time, which was in the middle of lockdown where nothing was happening. And just trying to think, how can we get money to all the people we normally would be working with now so that things can keep happening? But I do, there was a lot of luck in that, I think.
Well, I think your incredible determination and also focus to actually go out there and make these applications. I've made one myself this year, and I didn't get it, but I can tell you, it was intense and it was very scary. Yeah. And I kind of thinking, oh my, I was literally waking up at 4 a.m. and going, you know, working on the application, which is actually insane, but never mind. That's another story. But, you know, I know that it's hard work. And so thank you. Totnes Town is so lucky to have all these incredibly dedicated people. Now, Tracy, I'm going to get straight to it because I'm sure you are behind this. The vaginal hours. What's that about, babe?
Well, we ran a regular monthly slot called the Vinyl Hours, which is basically just a free event down in the Totnes Bruco Library Bar, where we set a record player up, people bring their vinyl along and, you know, just play it like it's in their own lounge.
Yeah.
So we just did a little play on the words and turned it into the Vaginal Hours. Basically, it's just to showcase female vocalists, bands, composers, and bring along some records on the Sunday from 5 o'clock, and put them on our record deck. Brilliant. Have a little bit of a wiggle as well while you're supping it on a nice crispy pint.
So tell me about the preparations, everyone. Should we get Jane back on? Jane, what kind of preparations do you have to do? And how are you coping with the distancing? Have you got a full capacity now, or how does it work?
That's really interesting. I'm just having an email from one of our volunteers. So, yeah, I think we've all been building up carefully, haven't we, and trying to work out how to come out of lockdown. And we, you know, initially we were kind of doing sort of half houses. Now we are sold out for Respect, which means that our capacity is 80. Sold out for that is 60 because we're at 2/3. But so we're trying to keep people socially distant. But I tell you, it's not that easy. So once you're in the building, it you know, we have got 60 people in there and we're going to have a choir and all sorts. So we are, you know, we ask people to wear masks as they come in. But when people sit down, you know, people have a drink, you're not going to keep your mask on. You're very clever if you can do that. So I think it is. So we're trying to mediate. Well, you know, what we've got is a really good ventilation system. We've got huge fans in the ceiling. We keep the doors open. So it's a little bit chillier than normal. And I think it's really odd at the moment that we're trying to enjoy ourselves and kind of come back into having a bit of fun. And then you're going to go, oh, wow, we're still living within, you know, sort of COVID still around. So, I think there's a little bit of, so I think people are self-selecting. I think people will come that feel okay, and people that don't, you know, I say to people, if you're worried, then, you know, I can't guarantee anything.
Of course you can't, no.
No, but I think there's an appetite. So I think, you know, what we found with the cinema, and I'm sure Tracy and Sarah found the same, is there was a bounce back in the summer where people are just, I want to do something, I want to get out.
Of course I do, yeah.
I want to see friends, I want to talk to people other than my family. And I think that's what's happening over the weekend. And something like Respect, which is just going to be good fun and uplifting and, you know, brings people out. So it is a little bit nerve-wracking, I have to say, just as a sort of, you know, a proprietor, I think they call them, don't they?
Yeah.
But,
I think, we're double vaccinated and, you know, all this sort of stuff. But I don't know what the other two think, but it feels really hard to insist on things now. You know, you have to kind of ask people.
You're navigating it yourself, really, aren't you? You're trying. Well, it sounds to me very balanced, actually, what you're talking about. Actually, let's bring Sarah and Tracy in. Let me just ask you about how you're kind of navigating that bit of it. What goes on at the Barrow House?
We opened our doors properly at the end of the summer with Sea Change. And we went for the ballroom. We went back to full capacity, but we had done some work in the room to make it bigger for the audience. So the bar is much smaller now. So for Sea Change, it was a lot of standing still watching, and people were spread out, and some were wearing their masks. And it was really, we felt really, it was weird, and we felt uncomfortable being around that many people.
Yeah.
But without any firm rules to follow, we can't make people do anything. But I think, like Jane says, the audience is self-selecting. If they're worried, they're probably not going to come. But we are just working on our winter plan. So it's just some guidelines for customers about how to keep safe in our building over the winter, because obviously as it gets colder, we're going to have to start shutting doors and windows. And it isn't, it's not ideal, but it is tricky. It's tricky, but I think we waited over the summer when the rules were first dropped. We stuck with them, and the same with the bar downstairs. We kept our capacity lower than it would normally be for a couple of months, and then it just gradually built up. And now, to be honest, there's not really much we can do apart from say to people, please don't come if you don't feel well.
Absolutely.
Okay.
and Tracy, so just tell us actually what's going on at your gaff.
Friday night is DJ night, basically. In the afternoon, the Jamming Station are doing one of their workshops for DJing workshop.
Yeah.
And they're going to kick off our DJ night doing a set which is free for people to come along. And it's the pupils from Jamming Station will be doing the DJ set for the first hour.
Yeah.
So from sort of 7:30 to 8:30. But then from 9 o'clock, it's a paid event, and it's four lovely female DJs. We've got Ali Up, Susie Sue, 60 Sarah, and Girl Brutus. So four wonderful female DJs from the area. And they're going to be spinning some tunes, and it's literally going to be everything from Dusty Springfield through to Wet Leg. Wet Leg, what a wonderful name for a band. They've got a fantastic song out at the moment.
I'm going to have to play it.
It's being played to death on the radio, but I thought it was the lyrics to that song quite apt for your breakfast show, because what the lyric is your muffin buttered? Would you like us to assign someone to butter your muffin? So, Julie, if you want some, I'll be assigned to butter your muffin for
you. Oh, my God. We're going to have to all play that. I'll try and find it online.
You must play it. It's Days Long by Wet Leg. So, that, you know, that's a wonderful DJ night on Friday. Saturday night is band night, so we've got the wonderful Lemonade Sin, which is Lee Free Screen's band.
Yeah.
And so they're sort of jangly dream pop. So they're supporting the main act for the night, which is a riot girl punk band called Husbands and Knives. So that's going to be a fantastic night. And that's a ticketed event. So that's £6 and £8. £6 in advance and £8 if you pay on the door. And then Sunday is the vinyl vaginal hours. So, we've got a nice action-packed weekend. Really looking forward to it.
Sounds absolutely brilliant.
Can I just say, all the ticket money is going to be used for next year's International Women's Day Festival. Because the first year it was done, when Lee set this up, there was no budget.
We've
got a very small budget. Next year, it's unlikely we'll be awarded any more money. So we're fundraising for next year.
That's clever thinking. Very clever thinking. Yeah, I remember Lee mentioning that. So well done, all of you. You know, I do feel that the Totnes and the surrounding areas are incredibly fortunate to have so many committed locations, venues, and not just committed to kind of, oh, we'll open our doors and earn a bit of money on, you know, selling drinks, but really thinking very broadly and intensely about what will make this town zing, zing, zing. And and you girls do it. You don't mind me referring to you as girls. It's very Liverpudlian.
Oh, no.
I can't help it.
No. Being a girl, if I'm honest.
Look, do you want a cigar while we're here? Shall I get the cigars out?
Sometimes I feel like a girl, but when I've been working till 1 o'clock in the morning the next day, I definitely don't feel like a girl.
I think it's the three witches in Macbeth. I think I feel a bit like them this morning.
I don't mind being referred to as a witch.
No, we're all witchy. No, actually, I introduced you as the Thelma and Louise of the Barrel House and the goddess of the Totnes Cinema. So that's not bad. I didn't. The goddess missed, of the Totnes Cinema.
Oh, the goddess. Well, that's rather nice. No, a goddess is nicer than witch, isn't it? Yeah, yeah. Maybe I'll go with that. Thank you.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Pleasure. So just to touch on going forward for the remainder of this year, Jane, can I just check in with you? What are your plans between now and kind of Christmas? I hate to say that word. The C word
don't
has
say
come
Christmas.
Up.
Oh, no. My gosh. I've only just got over the summer. God, I'm having a bit of a heart attack now. Christmas. Yes, well, we're back to our full-time programme. We want to get people back into the cinema every day of the week. So, yeah. You know, from, I think it's next week, we're Monday, Tuesday, you know, all the way through the week, we've got films. Obviously, the one that's kind of taking over at the moment is the James Bond 007, yeah. No Time to Die, which we're selling out quite quickly. So that's, ooh. I think everybody, again, has been waiting for something to bring them back to the cinema. So that is doing really well for us. But so we're building a programme for November and December. And we've got, you know, the cafe's doing really well now. So we've got our cafe open. These guys will know that we've got we call it Drinky Poos on a Friday night.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. That could be dangerous.
Yeah, but we really like, I mean, I think it was Sarah, it was your idea, wasn't it? But we really, yeah. really wanted somewhere for people to come and network.
That's a really so good idea.
Like, yeah, Friday night, you know, not going out on, you know, late Friday night, but coming out down after work or popping in after work. Mm. We've got cocktails, we've got coffee. Yeah, so again, it's just open doors for people to come in and meet other people. So that's something we'd like to build on. And our jazz, so I'm a big jazz fan. I'm a bit of I don't know that much, but I know what I like kind of thing. So we've got jazz planned. Yeah, it feels really hectic. I don't know what the other two feel, but it feels like...
Absolutely.
I
must admit, I have social exhaustion, I think.
Yeah.
Because you've gone from hardly seeing anybody, just seeing your family's faces. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, when you work in an establishment like the Totnes Bruco and the Barrel House Ballroom, and I get home sometimes and I think, oh, I don't want to see another face.
I know.
Not in a nasty way, but...
No.
And my voice is going as well. Yeah, I'm talking too much.
Yeah. I think that's because we're all wearing masks. Somebody pointed that out to me, because we wear a mask when we're working. And I think that's, you're projecting through a mask, aren't you? So
that's true.
Do you think that... puts a lot more pressure on your vocal cords, I think. Also, it is a little bit like, you know, I think Sarah was saying, when you first stand amongst other people, it's a little bit sort of strange, isn't it, to have other people around you. And I've got over that now. I don't really notice it.
On Saturday night up in the ballroom, we had a sold-out performance of Bert Miller and the Animal Folk. So we were literally at capacity. And I was I must admit, I had a little bit of anxiety, but then actually it felt really comfortable in there, because people it was just a really nice bunch of people in there as well. It wasn't chaotic, but no, that was my first experience of a packed house on Saturday night in a long time. So, but it was a good feeling. The anxiety turned into happiness quite quickly.
Oh, that's good.
We went to Spain for a couple of days, just a bit random. But last week we should have had a couple of days away because we didn't go away in the summer, and it was kind of strange because we're so used to going out, you know, socialising in the evening. And then I kind of forgot it was COVID, and I was sort of, you know, because everybody, you know, the bars weren't as full as they might have been, perhaps, you know, but actually just people were really out, you know, enjoying themselves, talking and. And it just felt normal again. So, you know, I think that's happening more in town now as well, isn't it? So.
It is, definitely.
Yeah.
We have nearly run out of time, so I just wanted to say thank you so much for coming on and sharing all the news and excitement that's happening in Totnes Town. And just seriously, a big thank you to all the hard work that everyone's put in for the Totnes XX, but particularly to you, because I know that it's hard and you know, kind of a big commitment and responsibility to put on these events and films and bands, etc. So just a big applause going out to the three of you, to Sarah, to Tracy and to Jane.
thank you
for coming on the show.
I'm really looking forward to seeing the Word Cafe film up on the big screen.
Yeah. Me too. I'm really excited about that.
As much as I love live music, that for me is going to be the highlight of the weekend.
Thank you, Tracy.
Big smiley face up on that screen.
Thank you.
Huge.
Thank you. Okay, thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you.
Take care now. See you soon. Bye bye.
Bye.
See, voodoo does work. So that was very funny, because this morning when I phoned them at 7:45, Tracy said, "What is this voodoo on WhatsApp?" That was hysterical. We better get something a little bit sensational. Well, I think Ghostbusters, actually, because let's stick with a bit of filmy stuff. I love Ghostbusters. Elmer Bernstein and Ghostbusters, that's the theme music from the film. Oh my giddy auntie, it came off. We all had a little bit of a chat. It was fantastic to be chatting with Thelma and Louise, that aka Tracy and Sarah from the Barrel House and the goddess of the cinema, the Totnes Cinema. And it really is going to be kicking off all week, really. And don't forget to put your nose in at the Mansion House Studio One, which is free. So it's a show by local artists, members of the Mansion House art group. So don't forget about that. And then on Thursday, if you want to bump into me, and that's probably going to put you off, but at 11:30, I'm going to be climbing the stairs leading to the gatehouse and putting my nose right onto the canvas. Well, no, not too close, for Fiona Green. So do pop in. She's going to be there at the gatehouse Thursday the 14th to Wednesday the 20th, 10 till 4. And that's also another free event, and it's called Passion for Colour. Now, the what's on? I don't know if I'm meant to be phoning or he's coming live. I'll have to find out. Loads of stuff. Where's the Blackbird Collective? Oh, there it is. The Blackbird Collective is on Sunday the 17th, 1 to 6 o'clock at the Mansion, and that's free. And that's the Blackbird Collective in collaboration with Totnes XX, present a special edition of the Sunday Sessions, live featuring music from Lemonade Sin, Saf Juno and Lily. So actually, I think that's going to be at the another place. I think they've changed the venue on that. I shall find out and correct that information if I've got it wrong. So let's have a little bit of something else. What do you think? Should we have Lewis? I've got to find that tune that Tracy mentioned. Was it called Wet Leg? I wrote it down, Wet Leg. Yeah, well, that's the name of the band. Let's have a bit of Before You Go.
I feel by the wayside like everyone else. I hate you, I hate you, I hate you, but I was just kidding myself. Our every moment I start a replace, cause now that the corner lock, here were the words that I needed to say. When you hurt under the surface, like troubled water running cold, well time can heal but this won't. So before you go, was never the right time, whenever you called, went little by little by little until there was nothing at all. Our every moment I started to replay, but all I can think about is seeing that look on your face. When you hurt under the surface, like troubled water running cold, well time can heal but this won't. So
Before You Go, and that was Lewis Capaldi. I'm going to hand over the mic to Martin Seeger, who regularly, on a daily basis, Monday through Friday, at about this time, flags up all the cinema information and gig information and anything intriguing that's going on, like the knitting of a muffin. Thank you, Tracy. I'm going to look for that song now. Can you grab that? Oh,
yes, I think I've managed to just about grab it. It's slightly awkward, isn't it? But there we go. That's the problem with broadcasting from the bedroom. anyway, yeah, back from the outside, Hero the dog, who's incredibly stubborn, was being actually much more than normal this morning, and the very long walk. Anyway, back now. Yes, I mean, obviously all the Tottenham XX stuff coming on this week. Plenty of other stuff too. In fact, going back to the Tottenham Cinema, Sweetheart, which I think Jane mentioned, that's on tonight. There's also a rather nice looking Italian film tomorrow at 11 in the morning. That's called Mid-August Lunch, Romany Revisited. That looks very nice. That's 11 in the morning. Also, while we're on the film front, obviously No Time to Die continues at the Barn Cinema. And something else that I thought caught my eye starting this Friday, they're doing several performances of it, is Oliver Sacks, His Own Life. So this is a documentary at the Barn Cinema on Friday and then Sunday and then Tuesday and Thursday evenings. It's a month after receiving a fatal diagnosis, celebrated neurologist and writer Oliver Sacks sat down for a series of interviews. Rick Burns' illuminating doc pays tribute to a beloved doctor and a glorious writer who refined our understanding of the mind. I'll never forget his book, The Man Who Mistook His Wife for a Hat, which was quite hysterical. Well, it's hysterical, but also incredibly sad. He's an amazing writer, actually. He's able to bring humour to some quite dark topics. So that'd be interesting. There's also, of course, the Ashburton Arts Centre. Now, where is that? Here we are. You can always go to their ashburtonarts.org.uk to find out about their events. This Friday at 7:30, Long for the Coast with Dan Whitehouse. So this is an honest, endearing and fiercely hopeful Totnes via Bristol-based indie folk duo, Long for the Coast, believes that music is community. They sing stories about social change and close friends lost and found. So that's on Friday night. Saturday night, they've got The Scribes, which sound great fun, actually. They're a multi-award-winning hip-hop three-piece whose unique blend of beatboxing, off-the-cuff freestyling and genre-spanning music has created a critically acclaimed live show quite unlike any other on the scene today. So that sounds really good fun. It was originally going to be last weekend, but now it's this Saturday at 7:30 at the Ashburton Arts Centre.
It clashes with the Totnes XX.
Of course it does. But in fact, I thought they just said that they'd sold out, hadn't they? The film respect.
Yes, but there's loads going on.
Loads. I mean, this is a clash. I'm afraid this is a busy town, area.
We always flag up Ashburton.
Yeah, we've got to flag up Ashburton
Dartington and all. No, we have to keep it equal.
You'd have we to. Have you to have to be it. Even-handed.
But look, Wet Leg's waiting.
Wet Leg, okay. Well, I better give up the mic to Wet Leg.
it's probably a dog band, isn't it, Wet Leg? Because
stop it. There's enough of that with Hero this morning.
Oh, bet. Right, okay, so we've had... Thank you so much, Martin Seeger, for what's on. And there really is. It is a thriving town, Totnes, and also Ashburton and Dartington. And if you've got things you want to shout up, obviously not your own personal parties or stuff like that, but, you know, things that are going on that people can participate in, and you want to get it out there, we're very happy to receive emails via SoundArt. So just give a shout. Now, Tracy, here's your song, lovey. Let's see what's going to happen to us. This is Chaise Lounge.
all day long on the chaise long, on the chaise long, on the chaise long, on the chaise long, all day long on the chaise long, on the chaise long, on the chaise long, on the chaise long, all day long on the chaise long.
My muffin is never going to be the same at breakfast ever again. And it's all down to Tracy Gillies. She has converted us to the buttering of muffins most morning. Now, that song, oh my God. I'm afraid I am now a devotee to Wet Leg and that song, Chaise Long. Thank you so much to Jane Hughes, to Sarah Trigg, to Tracy Gillies for this morning and for our great chat about the Totnes XX and indeed their venues and how they're coping right now. I thought it was absolutely brilliant. It was magic. And a huge thanks to Martin Seeger for being weather man and traffic man and what's on man. Oh, there's a little tinkle. So thank you to everyone really in the world, to my granny who obviously is not here, to the clogs I wore in 1975. I'd like to thank my handkerchief for blowing my nose on a regular basis. I'd like to thank anybody who's been listening and now needs treatment. Don't worry, every day Monday through Friday, 8 o'clock in the morning, yes, that early, 8 o'clock in the morning till 9, you get me. Okay, should we have a little bit more of that song or let's have Ultravox to say ta-ra. See you tomorrow with Sarah Louise Connolly. She's got some stories. That girl's got stories. Can't wait. Sarah Louise.
My sex waits for me like a mongrel waits downwind on a tightrope leash. My sex is a fragile acrobat. Sometimes I'm an overcane shot, sometimes I'm an automat. My sex is often solo. Sometimes it short circuits, then sometimes it's a golden glow. My sex is invested in suburban photographs, skyscraper shadows on a car crash overpass. I want to know. My sex is a spark of it.